So the dear saint this morning, who can't come to the conference and wakes up because he is in aches and pains and restricted by the frailty of this life, he wakes up this morning and he said, praise God, I can't be at Ocean View, but the saints are there. I praise you nevertheless. And when we can't find what is needed for the daily sustenance of this life, we get up in the morning and we say, praise you nevertheless, Lord Jesus. And when we have lost loved ones, and he who would have been the source of economic deliverance for the family, in God's wisdom, he took home that saint at a tender age. And the mother and parents are in pains, but yet they lift their hands and they say, praise you, Lord, nevertheless. Yes, we praise him for who he is. And praises, then, is not restricted by the affairs and the encumbrances of this life. Yes, we thank him, but we give him praise. And chapter 15, then, raises that song of the redeemed. But you know, in reading chapter 15 of Exodus, our hearts and our minds inevitably go to Revelation chapter 4 and chapters 4 and 5. Because here we find the children of Israel, Moses and Miriam and the entire throng raise that song of praise. And we read some of those verses and we invite you to read all of those verses. They are a wonderful expression of praise. But that's praise in this scene. You know where Revelation takes us? Beyond this scene. Yea, on the Lord's Day morn and every other of those meetings, we raise a song of praise. And in this place, the theme of praise begin. But in heaven, it will be much more sweeter and louder. And yea, the 24 elders, that representative group, raise a new song. Beloved, do you long to sing that new song? And if you do, practice well down here. Like me, I join in by making a joyful noise. But oh, there are 50 voices and others who sing a crescendo of praise and music from the heart, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And beloved, our meetings cannot be dead. Young people sometimes are baffled by it. And our visitors come and they can't understand it. Because one said to me recently, it's amazing, you all sit in that place. And I never saw a pastor, leader, or a head that is announcing what is to be done. How do you go through all of this? And worse, how do you do it every Sunday? And I said, we are brought in that spiritual sphere where the Holy Spirit leads. Yes, he leads in the assembly. So there is a brother who rises with a thanksgiving and another reads the scripture and there are expressions of praise, for we come and he sees our faces and he hears our voices, and that's worship. So we put thanksgiving and praises together, and we get worship. And our worship then cannot be dead. For we serve and worship a living God, because we have been quickened and made alive by the Holy Spirit. How then could our worship be described as dead? Our worship is spirit-filled. And so we need before the Lord to allow him to bring this out so that we enjoy the meetings. So that on our faces when we sing those hymns, there is a smile, there is that joy that breaks out. And if you can, you try to out-sing Brother Lodian, because he sings at a pitch higher than the rest of us. And oh yes, it's an indication of that joy and of that rejoicing. So chapter 15, the song of the redeemed. And it brings to our hearts that new song that we shall sing at a day soon to come. We practice down here where the theme of praise begins. But as we enter the last lap this morning, beloved, the last few verses of chapter 15 are our consideration. Because we have looked at redemption by blood. We have looked and considered redemption by power. The last part of chapter 15 brings to thought redemption by experience. Experience because the children of Israel saw God providing for them every day. He satisfies their hunger. He satisfies their thirst. He provided rest for them. That is the experience that this day and onwards, looking back, we praise him for the past 50. And looking forward, our experience should be a reflection and a trust for time to come. And so we read in these final verses, the 15th chapter, that in verse 25, they came to a place and they were thirsty and the waters were bitter. Mara experience. And beloved, in our walk, we are going to have some Mara experiences. We are going to have times when the waters are bitter. We are going to have times when the going is rough, when the hill is rugged and steep, when there seem to be not the last strength, but yet we must go on, because the scriptures say, faint, but yet pursuing. In his strength, we will have the victory. And so in our experience, in this redemptive experience that the Lord has brought us into, he provides. And once again, Moses, he trusted the Lord. And the Lord provided that wood, and he cast it into the water, and the waters were sweet. May our experience be the sweetness and the preciousness of Jesus Christ. So that as we go on each day, our lives will be marked by this experience. Yea, moving away from Mara. Yea, experiencing the bitterness, but not detained by it. Yea, we do not have the funds to meet our daily needs, but we're going to praise him nevertheless. The pathway is difficult, and we don't have what it takes to take care of our needs, but as faithful saints, we praise him nevertheless, and we leave the door open, because he is going to supply. Beloved, let us rise and praise him for who he is, giving thanks to God for the person of Jesus Christ. He fills the heart and the mind. And then in verse 26, the Lord provides this assurance. Because many times, as human beings, we are not only baffled, but we are plagued by weaknesses of and frailty of the flesh. And sometimes some illnesses strike and we can't understand it. And I look around among the saints here and I see Brother Courtney and I remember his son Craig and I remember his wife Kim. And I remember those letters of communication, those requests for prayer. And then we read with joy, oh, God has come through. Beloved, the scripture says that I am thy God who healeth thee. There is no need to be despaired. The Lord knows why you are passing through this narrow path. The Lord knows why illness has struck. The Lord knows the difficulties. And the Lord comes through. And oh, when I visited that hospital, and when I saw little Kimmy asleep, ill, I think Brother Howard said 20 days in the hospital,